Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from here in the Gillette Stadium locker room after the Broncos defeated the New England Patriots 17-7 in a game defined by defense and two big catches from Javon Walker. The Patriots came out firing, but the Broncos left them shooting blanks. Denver went into Sunday night having never trailed at Gillette Stadium, and after beating New England, the Broncos still have not. The defense was its usual dominant self, but the offense also awakened, doubling its touchdown total from the first two games of the 2006 season.
The criticism we got in our first couple weeks, we deserved, and we understood that, and that's why when we had our team meeting, we knew we had to buckle up as far as do our side, and make sure our side of the ball was taken care of.
I kind of forgot the feeling of what it was like to score. It's been a while, and in this offense, you know, that's a sin if you're not putting it in the end zone. So, you know, it felt really good.
It was Javon Walker and Tatum Bell who got the offense rolling. Walker scored both of Denver's touchdowns, while Bell became the full-time tailback and posted his second 100-yard game of the season after platooning with Mike Bell in weeks 1 and 2.
I finally got over 20 carries and played the whole game, and it feels good. And I just been wanting to prove to the coaches I could do it. And I know I could do it. I just had to prove to my teammates and the coaches.
And he did just that.
Those guys up front did awesome. Tatum, you know, did everything he could, ran really tough, eked out some really tough, hard yards, and those guys were awesome.
As I told Tatum before the game, I said, hey, when you get tired, you take yourself out. You've earned that opportunity to do that. And when he did get tired, he came out of the game and let Mike go in there. And, you know, that's what you're looking for, a guy to kind of seize the opportunity, and I thought Tatum did.
They told me earlier the week, you know, so I already had my mindset, you know, not coming out. It was just made me feel better, you know, about all the work I didn't put in. I didn't pay my dues, and I'm just glad the coach is trusting me.
And there's also a lot of trusting Javon Walker after his two-touchdown, 130-yard performance.
He's a guy that wants the ball. You know, he's a guy that you can see relishes the opportunity to get a one-on-one coverage and go up for the ball and beat somebody. And that's what you're looking for.
There were some other big plays made by other guys, but they weren't touchdowns. But, you know, the first one, he made a great catch, and the second one, he caught it. And I just threw it out to a spot and let him go get it. So he's come up big these last 2 weeks for us.
That's why Coach Shanahan brought me in. And, you know, I'm just really mostly happy for the people of Denver, just to show them what I can do at any given moment. Because, you know, this league has a ton of great athletes.
And more than a few of them are on Denver's defense, which has only given up 31 points all season and did not allow the Patriots to etch the scoreboard until they trailed by 17. The only disappointment for the Broncos' D was giving up a touchdown, which ended a streak of 11 scoreless quarters, the longest such streak to open a season since 1942.
When you start hearing stuff like that, I mean, shoot, 72 would be good, but when you're talking 42, you know, that opens your eyes. But again, it's the NFL, and you know, it's something we can hang our hat on for tonight. But then you move on to the next challenge, and we get to enjoy our bye week.
Playing against a team like this, you had to figure, you know, you can only keep them out of the end zone, but so long. They're going to try to figure some things out and try to, you know, try to break down the defense. I mean, unfortunately, they was able to get in the end zone, but to me, I mean, we still won the game. And giving up one touchdown is not a bad thing, especially to this quality of the team.
A quality team, yes. But it was one the Broncos dominated on Sunday night. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.